Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The Nigerian Professional Football League is the highest level of domestic league football in Nigeria. A grueling marathon competition between 20 teams spread across Nigeria and spanning 38 weeks, the NPFL is the ultimate football challenge in Africa. This is the league that produced some of Africa's finest footballers like the late Rashidi Yekini, Kanu Wankwo, Segun Odegbami, Ahmed Musa and Vincent Enyama. And this is the very foundation upon which one of Africa's mightiest teams, the Super Eagles of Nigeria, is built. And the body charged with running and maintaining this great competition is the league management company, the LMC. Despite initial misgivings, the LMC has continued to run the NPFL in impressive fashion and making sure that Nigerian football is growing stronger by the day. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to the chairman of the league management company on the journey so far. By virtue of his position as the chairman of the league management company, Alhaji Shehu Diko is also the second vice president of the Nigerian Football Association, which means that he probably has the most crucial role in developing Nigerian football. We spoke to Shehu Diko recently about the important role that the LMC is playing for Nigerian football.
You're listening to Sports Planet.
Alhaji Shehu Diko, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure as well, always.
Well, the last NPFL season was roundly praised as the best run in almost two decades, and your name has been mentioned prominently regarding this. How does this make you feel?
Well, it makes everybody feel good when you're doing things wholeheartedly, trying to apply what you think is right, to get, and you're seeing the result. You know, it's always a motivation. All these talks and compliments and what have you, to us it's a challenge. It means we have to keep doing more. It means tomorrow, if you didn't do the right things, everybody that praised you today have the right to also criticize you tomorrow. So it's a fact. And you know, it's not about Shehu Diko, it's about a group of people who are working together as a group, as a collective, from the directors of the LMC to the clubs, to the players, to the media, of course, to all the stakeholders involved in the league, and of course the NFF, which we are all part of. So it's a collective thing we are doing, and the best we did is to get everybody to buy into our vision, to buy into our thinking, and to try to change the collective thoughts of people of, okay, let's change from the old order to try something new. And little by little, we are seeing the result, and it's fine.
Well, initially, clubs and administrators kicked against the establishment of a league management company. But this is not a new concept, is it?
It's not a new concept. It's the same concept they have in the English Premier League. That is the biggest league we all watch. The LMC is structured and is managed and operated exactly the same way the English Premier League is being run. And, you know, we only work with the clubs to domesticate certain things here, not just what they do there. For example, if you go to the English Premier League, the board of directors is only two persons. But here it's not possible. You need to have more people involved because every interest group have to be taken care of. Yes, in the English Premier League too, when they started, there are so many directors and members. But as they are going on, they are fixing things. Everything seems to be going on cruise control. So no need to get people involved. And then the emphasis is going back to the clubs. You are more famous in England, you are more respected running the clubs in the league. And that's the direction we are going. The more the clubs are organized, the more they are becoming the brand that runs the show. People really want to be associated with the clubs instead of the league at the top. So, you know, that's the future we are looking at. And therefore, we are fine. We are working on global trend. And it's working for us. If it worked for them there, why can't it work for us here?
Well, the English Premier League recently signed a £5 billion TV deal, a truly astounding sum. How are you planning to get the NPFL to that level where it can attract such investment?
Well, you know, it doesn't bother us. It just gives us an indication that it can be done. If anybody is a student of history, what is the TV right they started the English Premier League with? It's like 14 million, 18 million, I think. And at that time was a global trend. Everybody was crazy about it. Everybody was hyping it. Now it has grown over time because they remain consistent in the development path. And now they are reaping the fruit. And of course, you know, they didn't just start that way. The government give them a huge helping hand by putting the infrastructures. They didn't give them money. They put the right infrastructures that is required, like to upgrade the stadia, to put the right TV equipment and media equipment required to get the league going. And that was the platform they needed to develop. And that's exactly what we are trying to tell our government here and our stakeholders here, that the LMC, the NPFL, don't need to get any grant from anybody to get where we want to do. No, we want to put the right infrastructure on ground. Even today, tonight, I'm having a meeting with my media group that we are trying to develop our LMC media, part of the long-term plan, that we can cover all our games and get the games on TV, because that's the first step. It's TV that drives the revenue for any league and global thing. If I have TV equipment that cover all my matches 100%, on the ground, it means I'm going to charge my broadcast sponsors billions and billions of naira for that. But now I cannot do that because the broadcast sponsor also have to spend huge amount of resources covering games. What people don't know is that it costs between 6 to 10 million, at times 40 million to cover one game of the NPFL. We know the money is available. Nigerian companies spend over 150 billion, 200 billion annually on marketing communications budget. So the money is out there. If we put the right infrastructure, the right step, we can now access those monies back to the league. So we have our calculations. We know the end point, we know the starting point. Just to put the building blocks to get there.
Finally, sir, players' welfare is a big issue in the Nigerian Professional Football League. And we are all aware of the recent travels of players of FC Taraba. What steps are the LMC taking to ensure that this becomes a thing of the past?
What we're trying to do is what I just told you. The more money we get on board, the more we can resolve that, because we held money and tell the players, the clubs, okay, we pay you this every month, so at least you can pay your operational cost. That's the target. Operational cost, we mean the salaries of the players and the transport monies they go to play matches and what have you. So that's the first step we are looking at. We can deduct points for clubs, but we don't want to reach that level because that is the extreme. Two, you know, the rule provides that you cannot register another team to play for next season until all the players in the club have signed up that they've been paid. But the players also signed that they've been paid. So, and that's why, and the moment you sign that, it means you're on your own. I can only deal with the money I've been owed for the season concerned. So that is also in place. And, you know, above all, we cannot deal with this in isolation. We're looking at the position of the clubs. The clubs too are part of government, most of them. We don't see this owing of players from private clubs. Very rare of that. They don't pay much money in the private clubs, the ones in the Premier League, but they try to pay. So, but the government clubs pay a huge amount of salaries for the players, and they owe them because the state governments are battling also to pay their own staff, civil servants. And that's part of the reason why we want to meet with the governor's forum. We have already fixed a meeting with that. We want to make a presentation to them to say, look, if you want to run this club, please do it well. It doesn't cost you much to do it. Most of the money is the state governments spend. It's not up to what they should give these clubs to run properly. And we thought going to the governor's forum to talk to all the governors is a good idea. If all governors can decide to do that, then we have resolved the issue of at least the player will get his salary as at 20. While we think about the long-term solution of getting the sponsors and what have you.
That was our interview with the chairman of the league management company and second vice president of the NFA, Alhaji Shehu Diko.